A man from Springfield was arrested for sexual abuse in Ozark County. Sylvia Jo Wages was arrested after an underage victim allegedly told authorities that Wages inappropriately touched her. Wages has also allegedly confessed to touching the victim. He's facing charges of felony first-degree sexual abuse. He's being held in Ozark County Jail. Courtney Green has been found guilty of rape and sexual indecency with a child in Lawrence County. Green was sentenced to 25 years in prison for the rape charge, 6 years for sexual indecency. Green's co-defendant, Brandon Allen Leonard, was sentenced to 35 years earlier this year. The Baxter County Sheriff's Office reports two drug arrests on Thursday afternoon. 44-year-old Thomas Edwards of Flippin and 36-year-old Amanda Keeling of Mountain Home were both arrested on charge of possession of meth or cocaine with a purpose to deliver, possession of a Scheduled 4 or 5 controlled substance with a purpose to deliver, possession of a Scheduled 6 controlled substance with a purpose to deliver, possession of a Scheduled 1 or 2 controlled substance with a purpose to deliver, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Edwards is also charged with parole violation, failure to comply with registration and reporting requirements, and he's charged as an habitual offender. He's being held on $20,000 bond. Keeling is being held on $5,000 bond. A man from Williford was arrested Tuesday in Sharp County. 30-year-old Bryce Austin Cruz, a registered sex offender, was arrested for failure to report, endangering the welfare of a child, and two counts of domestic battery. He's being held in Sharp County Detention Center, bond set at $100,000. A countywide town hall meeting was held last night at Thayer High School. The meeting was to talk about issues on the ballot in the upcoming election and to hear from the candidates. Kay McMurtry spoke first about Senate Bill 3.
Would you vote for something unknown? Senate Bill 3 is just that. And let me tell you why. It is not out of the courts of Missouri yet. It is in the Cole County courts. As a representative, a senator, and a citizen from Dixon, Missouri, filed a lawsuit in July 2025 and said this bill is unconstitutional.
She talked about what it would cost the schools in the county.
Here are the estimated losses to the school should Senate Bill 3 pass. $359,000 for Thayer. Couch, $157,000. Kosh, $100,000. Alton, $340,000. And we're not talking about a one-time shot, folks. We are talking about multiple years.
Several countywide candidates spoke, as well as candidates for the Thayer School Board. Then Oregon County Northern Commissioner Jake Parker talked about the capital improvement tax for roads and bridges in the county.
We'll get into the road tax, half-cent sales tax. And basically, it's going to be split between 75% go to the county, 25% go to Alton, Thayer, and Kosh. This will be split up between municipalities by basically population. If voted in, this will give Thayer Road District somewhere around $91,000. It'll provide Alton with around $26,000-$27,000 and cost around $8,000.
He talked about how the tax money would be distributed in the county.
This road tax is for materials only. It can't go to fuel, it can't go to trucks, labor, anything like that. This is for cores, concrete, asphalt, gravel, clay. Basically what this is a way to rebuild infrastructure. This tax will go out in 5 years. It can, sunset in 5 years. It can either be voted back in.
Tuesday is Election Day. Authorities in Batesville believe a fire at an abandoned hospital may have been arson. The fire department says that someone set piles of trash on fire inside the hospital on East Main Street early Thursday morning. No arrests have been made at this time. A man from Dora has been arrested on drug charges. Deputies made a traffic stop on 49-year-old Joseph Collins of Dora in the Good Hope area. At the conclusion of the investigation, Collins was arrested and a warrant was obtained for his arrest for possession of a controlled substance, meth, unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, and operating a vehicle without a valid license. Bond was set at $1,500 cash only. Well, Tuesday is Election Day in Missouri. Today, we're going to look at the contested races and issues on the ballot in Oregon County. There will be a countywide sales tax issue on the ballot. That's for marijuana, and it's for 3%. Capital improvement for road and bridges, 0.5% on that tax. In Thayer, there's two questions on the ballot. One is a 3% tax on marijuana. Question two is a 5% tax on lodging. In the Thayer School District, there are three board seats up for election, four candidates. The candidates are Bill Honeycutt, Michael Morris, Don Bodorf, and Jason Baker. There's one seat up for election in the Thayer Special Road District Board. The candidates are Bob Robertson and Lee Buzz Reynolds. In Alton, for alderman, two people to be elected. Candidates are Rick Deckard, Ron Campbell, Hannah Schultz, Dovey Boyle, and Jeremy Boyle. In the Alton School Board, three seats are up for election. There are four candidates. They are Mark Holman, Michael Taylor, Ryan Deckard, and Bradley Fettig. In Alton, there is a question on the ballot. Shall Alton be authorized to forego annual election 6 years through 2032 for each office for which the number of candidates filing equals the number of offices up for election? Alton also has a question on the ballot for a 3.5% sales tax on lodging and a 3% sales tax on marijuana. Also, the Prop Blue Jay is on the ballot in the Koshkonong School District, authorizing the school to borrow $650,000 to repair or replace the HVAC system and asphalt parking lot maintenance and other repairs. If approved, the debt service levy will remain unchanged at 0.8000 per $100 assessed valuation.